You hear that? Your dog knows spring is coming sooner than you think. Dog walks, dog parks, playing fetch, all the stuff your dog loves to do with you. But the warmer weather also means that fleas and ticks are coming back. Fleas and ticks are in the grass, in the woods, and even on their dog friends. Fleas are an itchy nuisance, can easily get into your home, furniture, and beds, which can be terrible. Ticks are even worse. They're hard to spot, but can carry disease and get your dog really sick. PetMeds has your furry friend protected with the best products to prevent flea and ticks all year long. PetMeds pharmacists connect directly with your vet to save you time and deliver the best products for your pet. PetMeds offers low prices on all flea and tick meds, including NexGard, Simparica, and more. And PetMeds AutoShip helps you save even more with additional discounts on regular shipments of PetMeds, dog food, and other high-quality supplies. So get ready for all the spring fun now. Visit PetMeds.com and use promo code PODCAST to save 40% on your first auto ship order. That's PetMeds.com and promo code PODCAST.
What's up, guys? Welcome
back. Welcome back to Views.
What?
What?
What are you saying?
What do you mean?
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Views.
Seems to be an argument all of a sudden that David wants to start from now.
I thought that was, like, obvious. It's a 70-30 split, and David starts the podcast.
I didn't see that in the contract.
Well, it was in fine print. You really have to dig in there.
Really?
Can I actually bring that 70-30 split up real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Jason and I were talking about it. As you guys know, we started this podcast together, and if we ever make money off this, which so far we're not, I get 70% of the money.
I think they remember that from last time. It was all over Twitter.
And Jason gets 30%. And a lot of you guys were asking me, you guys are like, wow, David, you must have a killer manager to get you a deal like that. And the funny part is Jason and I have the same manager.
I know. We said that last night. So like, Jack, what happened on that one?
So he fucked over Jason.
Yeah.
And then I'm over here swimming in it, even though we're not making any money. But first things first, dude. We're number one on comedy as of right now.
I know. I can't believe it. I'm going to get genuine for a second.
Okay.
I'm thoroughly thorough. I want to thank everybody. That's amazing. It's so amazing.
No, it is really cool.
It's really nice.
We probably won't be there for a while.
No, it's not going to last, but it's nice to know that we're number one in comedy and number three in the world.
It's nice to see that we're appreciated.
Yeah, it was a good opening.
It's kind of crazy how, like, that's the power of social media. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's neat. I think there's a lot of young people that don't have podcasts that they want to, like, listen to.
That's so insane that, like, we can, like, take an entire audience from YouTube and be like, hey, guys, come listen to our podcast, and they do it.
It's power of YouTube. It's amazing.
Imagine how many countries we could take over.
I liked how many people tweeted me, tell David I said hi. Like, that bit caught on. Remember when I told you that bit in your apartment?
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, yeah, that's kind of funny.
That bit ended up catching on, so now you have to say hi to me a lot of times.
Yeah, so I've got a bunch of people I got to say hi to you about. Should we read comments or anything?
No, we don't.
You want to read some questions?
Jesus, someone's getting...
Should we take a caller?
Someone's getting really cocky.
Yeah.
One podcast in.
Susan from Tulsa, you're on the air. What's going on, Dave?
We have President Trump on the other end.
Oh, yeah, put him through.
We just saw your... I can't do impressions.
It's good Trump.
Thank you. Hi, it's me, Trump. Let me recap, everyone. Jason's 43. Soon he's turning 44. He's turning 44 tomorrow.
Tuesday, yeah.
Which is also a crazy thing to me. It's funny. You're turning 44 tomorrow, right? It's your birthday.
Yeah.
And everyone in my group chat, like my friends, they're all going like, what do we do for Jason's birthday? And I'm like, what are you guys talking about? It's like, he's turning 44. Should maybe shoot him a text. Like, what?
What?
What do we do?
You guys have these group chats that you don't put me in, and it's not cool.
Jason, you wouldn't even be able to maneuver your way around a group chat.
I know how texting works. I can text.
It's just like, what? Like, what do we do for a guy who's turning 44?
I love how you attack me for my age and stuff, and yet I never attack you.
There you
anymore.
Go. See, there you go.
I don't.
See, not.
It's lame.
This is what I brought up earlier.
What?
That was the joke that sent you over the roof.
No, it's not. I'm saying, like, I just think it's interesting. Like, if I were to make fun of your hairline, I would feel bad.
That's a fucking dick move.
That's why I don't do it.
You know, one thing we don't make fun about here is my hairline.
That's not true. People make fun of your hairline. I don't.
And I'm not okay with it.
You're not?
No.
Oh, it's
my
not.
My mom sends me texts about my hairline all the time. Jason bought me Rogaine the other day. You know how sad it is for a 44-year-old man to go buy Rogaine, and at the checkout desk, he goes, oh, it's not for me.
It did. I just wanted to put that on there, a little stamp. I don't need it. Full head. Full head of hair.
I don't need it. It's for a kid who's... should be in college right now.
But, I mean, your hair looks good. I just think that, you know, we got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, I know. And it's proceeding.
And you stopped wearing the hats.
I stopped wearing the hats. One, because I lost it, and two, because everyone told me to stop wearing it because it chokes your hair.
I don't know if that's true. The hat was such your signature, though.
I'm going to put the hat back on.
Okay.
I'm putting it on right now.
Maybe you should get the hat permanently put on your head.
What's more important to you, your YouTube channel or?
My kids?
Well, I already know the answer, your YouTube channel for that one.
That's just so cold. Yeah, you would put that out there.
If you can lose, you have two kids, right?
Listen, in your vlog, I play a shitty dad, okay? And I'm happy to do it. I think it's funny.
But here,
please don't try to say here that I'm a shitty father, because the truth is, you know how hard I try with the kids.
I'm surprised that you're honestly a really, really good dad.
Oh my God, I can't believe that came out of your mouth.
We can edit things out here, right? No, surprisingly, you are a really good dad.
I am a good dad. I'm too good of a dad.
You're such a good dad. Thank you. Kids love you.
Thank you.
What am I saying? What's wrong with me?
The other night we were at David's house and I had to bring my kids. And someone was like, hey, can we swear and stuff? And then they were asking me and David stepped right in and answered. He's like, yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Because I'm scared when your kids come to visit that people are going to be like, oh shit, we can't swear anything. And I don't want them to feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get that.
Right when your kids stepped in my house, I turned to all our friends that were sitting on the couch, and I'm like, "Let's fucking do this, guys!" Because I wanted to make them feel comfortable. And they don't think it's weird that you hang out with a bunch of 20-some-year-olds.
I think they will.
They will
as they get older. Yeah, they will in a couple of years.
How long have you been in Los Angeles for?
15 years.
15 years.
Yeah.
I was 3 years old. I lied. I was 5 years old.
Yeah, I wasted so much time.
What did you do? How are you in this position after 15 years of pursuing your dreams?
Just failure after failure.
Oh no.
Just like for a long time, I didn't even care about money. I was just like, I just want to make something arty.
Do you think it's finally going right? Where was the peak of your career so far?
This is it. You're looking at it.
15 years and we're here. That's not bad.
More than I did another five in
New York. This is how I always talk about Jason. I think Jason is one of the funniest people ever. And I always, when people ask me about him, I'm like, Jason is an SNL cast member or a huge movie star that never made it. And now I can use him for my videos whenever I want because he's broke and he needs it. And like, that's what I think is so cool about Jason is like, he's hilarious, but no one knows it yet.
No.
One day Jason's going to get a solid movie role and then he's going to forget about me.
I got offered a part the other day. I turned it down.
Why?
Huh?
Well, what was the part?
It was on a series. It was on I don't want to go do that. I don't want to be on set for 12 hours. Being a YouTuber is the best.
Acting is horrible. How much money do you have in your bank account right now?
I think I got like $182.
No, come on.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, because I have to pay for like the nanny. I got to pay for all kinds of stuff. Kids are expensive. My son, he has guitar lessons for like $700 a month.
Really?
In guitar lessons.
So when I go out to dinner with you and you say you're going to pay for the bill, that's just a joke, right? Because you know I'm going to end up paying for the bill all the time.
You never pay for the bill.
I always pay for the bill. I Venmo you.
Oh, no, but you don't take the bill. You don't go like, oh, let me get this one, Jason.
I Venmo you because I don't like using
that. But that's not paying for the bill.
Yes, it is because I pay a majority of the bill by Venmoing you.
You don't pay a majority. You've Venmoed me 4 times in the last month. You have not paid them the majority of the bill. You've barely covered.
Listen, we can have this argument off camera.
No, we'll have it right here, sir.
We're not even on camera.
We'll have it right here on camera, on my two eyes, which are two cameras. You barely cover your side.
Yes, I do. I look at my side and I add a $7.
Buffalo Wild Wings the other night.
Uh-huh.
It was $57.
Okay.
You gave me $25.
There was three of us, Jason. There's three of us.
Yours was $25.
No, it wasn't. Mine was $17. I got a small order of wings.
Brandon and I got the same thing as you. Brandon and I split what you got.
Brandon wasn't even at dinner with us at Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm sorry. Wingstop.
Okay.
Sorry.
This conversation's over.
No. I take that back.
No, this is.
I take it back. You do pay your share when you go out. But I thought you were suggesting that you pay. Don't say that you pay the bill. You don't pay for me. The way the conversation started was you were like.
Well, I pay your rent. How about that?
You don't pay my rent.
Okay, that was a joke.
Oh my God.
Why are you getting
You know
so
what?
Defensive?
I feel like I've made a deal with the devil here. Like I'm never gonna get out from underneath your thumb. Because you've got me. You got me fucking cornered.
No, you can leave whenever you want.
Where would I go?
What would you do with it? Would you? Who do you think would be more
like
sad?
Like, if we... Who, more sad?
If I passed away, would you be more sad? Or if you passed away, would I be more sad?
If you passed away, I would be sad about... Because I think of you as, like, a son. I would be sad.
Really?
I'd be really, really sad.
You think of me as a son?
Yeah. Like, when I get you, when I,
who's
like...
Who's your favorite child out of your two kids and then me?
I like Charlie, Wyatt, and then you.
Shut up. Be honest.
No, Charlie and Wyatt, I like equal. And then you're after them.
But I'm before them?
No. No, I know you'd like that. I know you'd like to think that. But like, you'd like to hear that for the podcast. But I do. I mean, when I do stuff for you, because you're like more immature than Brandon.
Oh, like you take care of me. Like you'll buy me food and stuff.
Yeah, or I got the fruit the other day.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you know, I would do the same thing for Wyatt if I saw some fruit. Like, oh, I'll get some fruit for Wyatt. So I was at the store. I knew I was going to see you. I bought $20 in fruit. I said, I think Dave could use some fruit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I guess that makes sense.
David, yeah. How are you?
I'm good, but you got to ask me some hard-hitting
ones. When's the last time you cried?
The last time I cried was like a week ago.
What did you cry about?
I can never remember what I cried about, but I always cry. I cry a lot. I cry.
You do?
I cry at least twice a month, whether it's happy. You know what? The last time I cried, I remember this, was 2 weeks ago when we entered the airport to go to Houston.
To see Chuck Norris?
Yeah. And really? I started tearing up because
got to Houston. Because I remember that moment.
No. Oh. When we were going through the checkout line.
In LA.
When we were going through TSA to get on our flight.
And I was dressed as Carmelita.
Yeah. And I think I was ahead of you for a little bit. Like, you were getting dressed and I just went for like a quick walk. And I started crying because I'm like, this is so sick. Like, I'm flying first class right now. Yeah. This is my fucking life. And I literally just started tearing up. I'm like, how crazy is it? Like, I hate when people say money doesn't buy happiness. That's like my biggest pet peeve. Because right. It definitely buys happiness. It doesn't cure sadness. It doesn't cure depression. Yep. It doesn't cure anxiety. It does buy a dose of happiness. And that's just a fucking fact. Sure. You know, there's always something that money can solve, whether it's like financial problems or buy you a nice car. And like, that's where I was like, holy shit, this is so fucking nice that I'm able to buy myself a first class ticket to go on this business trip to film with Chuck Norris for a brand deal. Like, that was nuts. That's the last time I cried.
Yeah, that's deep, man. I like that.
I almost started crying during this.
Man, when you fly me first class, that was so fucking nice.
First class is amazing.
David's flown me first class twice.
This is funny. This is really funny. We went we were in the airport as Carmelita, and Carmelita is this Mexican whore that Jason dresses up as if you don't watch the vlogs. And we were running around the airport, and Jason was just making jokes and everyone was looking at us. And then we sit on the airplane. We're first class. We're sitting first up. Like, we have the first seats on the actual airplane, and a guy walks by us, and what does he say?
Disrespectful.
He goes, disrespectful. Just looks at us and says, disrespectful, and then just keeps walking.
You also had your feet up on the wall.
That's not why he said disrespectful.
It was about Carmelita, right?
You were in a short skirt and a wig and red high heels.
I was in a Wonder Woman skirt.
And we were flying to the south.
And a leopard tube top.
Yeah, like, it was, I don't think he cared about my feet. It was definitely about you.
Yeah, and
like,
that made me so mad. And it didn't bother you at all.
Well, because it was such a fuck you. Like, I was just like, look where I'm sitting.
It was so great.
It was like, fuck you. Have fun on your hike back to economy.
I love that story.
Like, that's what was so good about it. And it's so crazy how incredible first class is. People don't understand how insane first class is.
It's unbelievable.
Dude, you are sitting there. You board first, which is fucking phenomenal.
That alone.
That's insane. You board first. And then not only that, but they make all the other people, the regular people, walk by you. So you can frolic and show off your fucking fancy eye shades and the water bottles that they have prepared for you as they walk by to their seats back in row 30 fucking 7.
Hot towel.
Yeah, you got your hot towel on your face. You're masturbating. You're like ready to go.
It's so good.
And it's everyone's just walking by you, and you feel like such a piece of shit. But like, it's so amazing.
I don't feel bad.
You don't feel bad?
Because I've spent so many years just like eating shit, flying.
I feel bad because I'm like a 20-year-old, and there's like families that are going back. There's like army soldiers that are going back to the vaccine. I'm just like, fuck.
You should feel bad.
I'm like, I should get my seat up.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't because
Dave was going to fly me to, called me the other day. He said, do you want to fly first to Chicago? I was like, no.
It's first class is like a $500 difference per ticket usually, But landing somewhere, especially when you're only going there for like 2 days, and landing there and like being completely well rested is the best feeling.
Oh yeah, that is true.
It's priceless. And first class is just, it's fucking phenomenal. I don't know why I'm so obsessed with it, but I just think it's this like, it's this crazy thing that a lot of people won't be able to experience. And that sucks.
I like that. So that's when you're crying in the airport. Cause like that is, I'm trying to think if I've had moments like that.
When was the last time you cried? When you had to walk by me in first class.
when I saw my AdSense.
That fucking dick.
I cry. Well, when I was getting divorced, I would cry all the time because I just felt like I broke up the family.
I thought you were the one that started the divorce, right?
Yeah.
And you felt like you were breaking up the family?
I just felt bad.
Holy shit. That must feel fucking awful.
Yeah, when your daughter's like,
Were your kids crying?
Why are you staying here?
Were your kids crying?
Yeah.
Who cried the most? Who's the biggest baby?
My daughter. She's 8.
No, I'm kidding.
That's awful. She was 6 at the time or 7.
I don't know anything about divorce.
It truly wasn't that bad. Yeah. My ex was really nice about everything. So,
I heard you had the opportunity to take a lot of your ex's money, but you chose not to take anything.
No, I didn't take anything.
That shows what kind of a guy you are.
Idiot.
A big fucking pussy.
Well, why would you do that? No.
I completely agree with you, though.
First of all, I came into the marriage with nothing.
So no, for me 100%. To go
after her money.
Even if you come to the marriage with like a lot, like if it's not an even split or if it's like.
Thank you.
What do you mean? That's obvious.
Yeah, I'm glad you agree with me.
Well, that's obvious. I mean, you're not going to take something from like, especially someone that you've loved. And that you've spent so much time with, you're not going to just fuck them over the last minute.
I've seen some bad divorces too. They go on for like a couple of years and they pay so much money. I want this. And it's just like.
Yeah, no, that's brutal. I don't stand
by that. I went to my, I didn't even get a lawyer. And I went to my ex-wife's lawyer to like sign some papers. And he was like, he's like a big time lawyer. And he sat me down and he's like, you didn't get a lawyer. And I was like, nah, I didn't get a lawyer. And he looked out his window. And he just goes, that's the best thing you could have ever done.
Why?
He's like, I do divorce cases all the time. And he's like, it's always awful.
It's just brutal. Yeah. Just how much money they take.
Yeah. And he was like, this is the best thing you could have ever done. He's like, it's like, you didn't get any money. He's like, but it's all going to come back to you.
Like with karma?
Yeah. Maybe not karma. I think maybe something more concrete than karma. Just like, you know, my kids will love me or whatever, or my kids will grow up to be better people because there wasn't this like crazy divorce.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm hoping my kids have a brain like you.
What do you mean?
I just hope they can get their shit together. My daughter's smart.
What if both of your kids are like you?
Oh, my son. He's just like me.
Is he really?
Oh yeah, it's awful.
What do you mean he's like you?
He's like really sweet, total pushover, spacey. One time I went to go talk to the his teacher about his focusing problems. Uh-huh. And literally as
you started spacing out?
I spaced out in the middle of it. She was like, so do you understand what you need to do?
And she's like waving her hands.
Yeah, I was like, huh, what?
What? Oh no.
Yeah.
So you're sad that your kid's gonna grow up to be just like you?
I hope not.
That does sound pretty fucking awful.
I just hope he can get good at guitar. God damn it.
You want him to have a talent. What if he latches onto a 20-year-old too?
I hope he doesn't. I hope he's better than that.
I take him under my wing. Maybe I'll just replace you with him. Give him a shot at it. Start a podcast with him.
That'd be great. Hey, so, all right, I got to ask you questions. So now, how's your relationship with Liza going?
Relationship with Liza is good.
Yeah, what are you willing to reveal here?
I'll reveal some things with my relationship with Liza.
Yeah.
I'll give you some juice.
Yeah, you told me something at CPK last night.
This is what's tricky. This is what, like, my favorite thing to talk about is with Liza recently. It's this whole like line between what's for the vlog, what's for the internet, and what's for us. So, because for her, I think it was for her no, it wasn't for her birthday. I don't know what it was. Yes, it was for her birthday. I surprised her with a painting, and I included the painting in the vlog. So it was very difficult for her to understand, even for me maybe, to just be like, okay, was this for the vlog or was this for me, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Exactly what you mean.
And it's like, it's tricky because I want to get, first of all, that painting was paid for. It was like a $15,000 painting and it was paid for because of the vlog.
Right.
And if I paid for it with my own money, that's great. I surprised her and she enjoys it. But I am kind of selfish and I do want to capture that moment.
Sure.
Like even, it's not even for the views. It's just for like, I can go back to that video whenever and I can look at me surprising her with that painting.
Yeah.
And like, I love that.
Yeah. You're big on that.
Like I'm a huge on moments like that. Yeah. Like I was talking to Eliza about this, a couple months ago. I was like, what if I want to surprise my parents with like a huge check, yeah. like a really big check for like a lot of money to pay off their mortgage or something. And I'm like, can I film it? And like, I want to film it. I mean, deep down, there's probably a part of me that's like, hey, I want to show off and I want to show people that, look, I'm paying off my parents' fucking mortgage.
Sure.
But like the other part of me is also like, I enjoy watching videos like that and watching people be happy and watching people give is toxic. And it's like, I feel like people want to see that. So like, where's the sin? And like, where's like the bad thing about me wanting to record that? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And she told me that it's just not a good thing to record. It's not a good look.
Giving your parents money?
And recording it. It's kind of like giving a homeless person money and recording it, which is, there's, I look at it in a way where it's like, okay, that's fucking weird.
Right.
But at the same time, it does, for some people, it does help them like spark something in their mind. Like, holy shit, maybe I'm not giving back enough.
Right.
Or something like that. And like, there is such a weird, like thin line between what's for videos and what like I'm actually like doing for her or for my friends or for my family.
Right.
Which is like very frustrating. And like, I can never like explain myself correctly.
That's fascinating because there's no way you can win.
Yeah.
There's no way to win. Because yeah. The minute you like keep something out for your relationship with Liza, like she'll have to do something for her video that you'll be like, okay.
Yeah.
Ah, man, that's rough. So the painting, was that an issue?
The painting wasn't an issue at first, but then like she brought it up like 3 weeks later and she's like, so I'm just wondering, was that painting for me or was it for the vlog? And like, I mean, I could have made that painting a total different painting and it could have been just for the vlog. Like it could have been like something that the audience knew what it meant.
Right.
And like, it was a lot deeper than that. And there's like, there's things that I do for her that aren't like in the vlogs, but like, especially that situation, the vlog is what paid for the painting and it helped out those artists.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just like, and I totally get where she's coming from. Cause if she was a daily vlogger and she did shit for me, then I'd be like, so is this for the vlog or is this for me?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if it would bother me as much.
I noticed too, like if I like approach, just, I'm just saying Zane, cause this is, it could be anyone though. Like if I talk to Zane and like I have a camera, it's just completely different than if I don't have a camera.
Yeah.
And it took me a minute when I started doing this to be like, oh yeah, like that's fucked up. I can't just, I'm talking to Zane with a camera, it's not really getting, I'm not really talking to Zane.
I have another example of the whole thing I'm trying to get across is once I wanted to surprise our friends with tickets to a concert. And someone in our friend group was like, why are you going to vlog that? Why don't you just surprise them and just like live in the moment? And like, I got pretty upset by that because I was just like,
but that's bullshit. How are you not in the moment? I hate when people say that.
I was like, well, the tickets are, they're getting paid for because of my job, which is a vlogger. And it's just so fun to watch people be happy. That's like the best thing. Like when I'm on YouTube and I'm watching military surprise videos and like videos of people getting puppies and like, it's the best. Those are the best videos on the internet or in the world is where people are happy or surprised by something.
Right.
And that's why it's so difficult for me to be like, okay, should I broadcast this? Or is this like a thing that it's just between me and this other person?
Whatever, man. I don't think you need both those arguments. I think all you say is, look, this is, the only way I can do this is if I videotape it. That's it. It's the same thing with my kids when I'm like, there's like a brand deal and they want the kids and they like, and I'm just like,
you can't have dinner unless I videotape it.
Exactly. I have said that. I'm like,
no, you haven't.
No, I've just been like, look, I'm like, I realize you don't want to go do a thing for T-Mobile on like the 2 days before Christmas, but it's $10,000 and you know,
I
need the money. And then they'll be like,
so get in this fucking Instagram picture.
Get in this fucking Instagram picture. No. I feel terrible. You think that's bad?
No, I think
that fucks them up.
I think it's with kids. I think it's a different story. And I don't
I'm not
even
mean about
it.
And no, they no, want to no. do it, but sometimes they're like, okay,
no,
they
no.
don't feel like it.
No, 100%. With kids, I don't understand. I've never like done that, so I don't know how it goes. But with like other grown-ups and other people, I just don't.
You know that like Josh Darnett, Brittle Star, and me have all had that moment of like, fucking get in the video.
Yeah, I've done that with my siblings. I've done that with my siblings. Like when I used to shoot vines,
yeah,
there were times where my brother would be crying.
Yeah.
And my mom would be like, please do this for him. Please do this for him. And he was crying just because he was just like shy. And I'm like, I need this. I'm sorry. I need this. And like, I'd wait 10 minutes till his tears would dry up and I'd do it again. And like, it's awful, but like, I know that he's going to look back on those videos.
And see that vine.
Yeah. And he's going to be like, okay, fine. It was worth it. Now I have a clip of me when I was 4 years old and I was a little crybaby.
I had a moment in the, I was doing like a family vlog last Saturday and I said, okay, it's Saturday. Do you know what that means, guys? And then they both go, family vlog day. Like no irony, like not being funny at all. And I was like,
what? Like they were excited?
Yeah, then I felt like I just totally programmed them.
Oh my God.
I was like, oh shit.
Family vlog day.
And then I was like, I think I made a joke like, oh, I've brainwashed you so well or something like that. But I was like, ugh, I felt bad about it.
Oh shit. Yeah.
But what are you going to do? What do you eat for breakfast?
Nothing.
Don't eat breakfast?
No.
How much do you weigh?
165.
That's it?
Yes.
Have you always weighed 165? Do you ever get fat?
I think my body works in a way where it's like always average in like the most boring, awful way. Like if I work out a lot, I can't like.
You don't gain muscle?
No, I can't.
Yeah, but you must get
My face gets skinnier. My face fluctuates so much.
Yeah.
Have you noticed that?
Well, I've seen pictures of you when you were like 16, you had a big fat face.
I can show you a picture from yesterday and I look like I had a fat face. And then today I'll have a slim face.
That's because you only eat once a day. And then you eat a lot.
Today, twice.
What'd you eat today?
I had Taco Bell and that Chick-fil-A.
How many hours apart?
4.
Wow, you had fast food twice today.
Chick-fil-A doesn't count as fast food. And Taco Bell, it doesn't count as fast food. It's just beef and a... Yeah, okay, that counts as fast food.
I've never had Chick-fil-A. I don't. Ask me another question. I like gay people, so I don't know. Who's your first girlfriend?
My first girlfriend?
Yeah.
Liza.
That was your first girlfriend?
Okay, I had one girlfriend for a month right before.
You didn't have a girlfriend in high school?
No.
Why not?
I just never dated anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you gay?
I dated a girl. Can I tell you a story?
Yeah.
I want to tell you a funny story.
Okay.
So this girl moved in right next door. This was like way before Liza.
Okay.
Way before, I mean like 5 or 6 months before Liza. And my friend at the time, Mason, he was a roommate and he had a really big crush on this girl, like really big crush. Cause she was like the girl next door. She just moved in. She was 28 years old. So she was way older than us.
Okay.
And oh my God, I don't know how to tell stories. I'm kind of nervous.
So far, so good.
But we had a party the day we met her and we're like, hey, come to our party. And then the party's going on. And then I go up to my friend Mason and I make a joke. I'm like, hey, yo, don't, because we shared a room, right? So I went up to him and I'm like, hey, don't come into our room. I'm going to be hooking up with our neighbor, like as a joke, like just to piss him off. And then he takes his pointer finger and points right to the side of him. And she's standing right next to him. She's listening to what I'm saying. She's staring directly at me. And I'm like, oh my God. So I'm like, oh, I'm just kidding. I was talking about the upstairs neighbor. I'm going to go have sex with him. And like, I made like some really cheesy joke. And then I freaked out so much. I went to my upstairs neighbor. I knocked on the door and I'm like, hey, I know I really don't know you, but can I come in? I just need to like, I need to come in. I can't explain. So I went into his house. I went to the balcony and I peered over to under us. And I'm like, hey, Mason, look, I'm upstairs having sex with our neighbor. Like, just to, like, end the joke and to make it, like, really, like, I felt so uncomfortable. And then I ended up dating her for a month.
And what was she like?
It was fine. It was that relationship reminded me exactly of, like, what every relationship is, like, in the world, like, where it doesn't work out. It's just, like, it was a month, and it was just, like, what is this? Why are we doing this?
Is she the one that saw the Illuminati?
No. This girl's 28 years old. I was 18 years old.
28?
I was 18.
You like, older people.
No, I don't know how I got myself into that situation, but like, she was just like, it was literally, I was just dating her because she was older and she was good looking. There was no connection.
What did she do?
She was a model.
She was a model?
Yeah. And then I was like,
dang, son.
And then we broke up and then 6 months later I found Liza and like, it's such a big difference. And like, I'm scared a lot of people date just to date because that's what I did with the other girl.
Right.
But like with Liza, it took me like 3 or 4 months to be like, okay, yeah, let's date. Like, I really got to know her. And I didn't just date her because, like, I just wanted to date her. Like, I really got to know her. And then I was like, yeah, let's do this. And then we've been dating ever since, and it's great.
Where did you meet her for the first time?
At a party.
Whose party?
It was at, like, some pre-VidCon party.
But you knew of her. Like, you'd seen her vines, right?
No, I didn't. That's what was so cool.
Oh, wow.
No, and she came up to me. She's like, hi, I'm Liza. And I'm like, hi, I'm David. And then we bonded over the fact that we were both 18 and we couldn't drink beer. And then we just, like, hit it off from there. And I think Gabby told Liza, and she's like, hey, I think David's really interested in you. And then I think that's what, like, sparked something in Liza. And she's like, oh, shit, someone likes me? And I think that's
why she... Did you say that to Gabby, or did Gabby just say that?
I think Gabby just picked up on it. Huh. I was
you were into her.
I wasn't, like, crazy into her, but, like, I was clearly, like, trying to talk to her, like, the entire time. And then
I cut you off, and then that sparked something in Liza. What happened?
I think Liza was just like, oh, shit, okay, cool, I like him back. I still don't know to this day if she actually liked me.
Did she have a boyfriend before?
Yeah, she had a boyfriend for, like, I don't know, like a year and a half, 2 years.
Yeah?
Back in high school, yeah.
You ever meet him?
No, I never meet him.
Dude, you ever see a picture?
Yeah, I've seen pictures, yeah.
Good looking?
What people do is, I mean, yeah, he's just a dude. I don't know. He's not, you know, he's not the most gorgeous man on the planet.
Good vlogger?
A good vlogger. It's Jake Paul.
She dated Jake Paul before
you? I'm kidding.
No, I know. I'm just kidding. Okay, so then you started to be friends with her. You left the VidCon party. You hung out with her at VidCon, came back to L.A., and then you just start texting her, like, sort of like the same way you text Gabby, like, what's up, that kind of thing?
No. We, like, really hit it off really quick.
Oh, really?
Like, it took 2 or 3 days where it was just like, whoa, we like each other, like, boom. And then there was, like, this weird thing where, like, we were, like, maybe 2 months in or, like, a month in. I don't even remember. But we were, like, contemplating dating. And we were kind of like, maybe we should just be friends because, like, our work is, like, tricky, you know, because we both do, like, internet and we didn't want to mix it. Mm-hmm. And then it just got to the point where I was just like, wait, like, I don't want to hang out with anyone but you. So then we just started dating, and it was...
And did you already hooked up or no?
Yeah. No, we hooked up a little bit, yeah, before.
And so then you had a real conversation, like, yeah, probably should just be friends because we're both internet people.
Yeah. It was like a really, like, that's my favorite part about my relationship with Liza, is it was like really, like, slow moving, and it was like perfect, you know, like we didn't jump into anything, and it was super natural, and it felt so good, as opposed to my first relationship and my only relationship where I was just like, I'm gonna date you just because I'm gonna date you and make my roommate jealous, like, you know,
right? Damn, that's so nice.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
It's such a cliche, like, start to relationship.
And then what happened? Like, how's it progressed? Like, what were the next steps?
Telling the internet, I think that was the next step.
I wasn't around for that. What happened?
It was just like we kept it a secret for, like, I don't know, 3 months, I think.
Yeah.
And then we were like, yeah, I guess we should tell them because it's just weird keeping something like that from people, especially when I'm vlogging like every day or every other day.
How did they find out?
Well, we told them. We Instagrammed them. Or we Instagrammed a picture of us, and it was a bunch of calendars, and Liza's really punny. So we were laying on a bunch of calendars, and the caption was, we're dating. Get it? Date. Mm-hmm. Jason's like, okay. That's all the time we have for today.
No. We got some good stuff here.
No, but yeah, that's how we started dating.
Wow. And then how's it changed since you both became, more successful?
I think we've just gotten more busy, and it's just like, now it's just like, figuring out, because we used to have a lot of free time,
right?
And now it's like balancing, like, because I don't see her a lot anymore. I still see her every day, but as opposed to like seeing her throughout the day all day, because we've gotten just so much more busy. She's right. Filming a show, I'm doing this, and yeah.
And so it must be like when you get with her, you guys kind of knew each other before you were super successful. That must be really nice.
Yeah.
In other words, if you met her now.
Yeah, it'd be tricky.
It'd be so tricky.
That's what I hate. I'm like if I met Liza now, like, I'd totally be into her because she's Liza and I love her. But where do I, like, she's so big on the internet that it's just like, do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. It would, well, I feel that way when she, like, walks in the room and I'm like, and I think of an idea and I'm like, oh, God. I'm like,
she hates that.
What?
She hates that. She hates that, like.
If you hold back around her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Don't do that at all.
It's not that, but it.
But hold on,
this is what will happen.
I think we didn't finish the whole statement. It just explain from your side. Like, it is like weird. Like, if
it's just weird. It's just like
It just looks like you're just trying to like hop on the Liza train.
Are you trying to hop on the Liza? Yeah. Yes. Am I trying to hop on the Liza train?
And that's, I'm so happy that we like started dating before that for that reason.
Jesus. Because and timing is everything in life, man. Timing is everything.
Because before she became Beyonce, it was a lot easier. And like now, oh my God, she'd be, if she was single right now, she'd be dating Leonardo DiCaprio. So I'm thankful I snatched her up before, before the real players.
Everything works out for you. Someone crashes your car, you make a hit video out of it. Your hand open, you make a hit video out of it. Got your girlfriend before she got famous.
That's what's so great about vlogging is big disasters turn into big successes.
Yeah.
That's what's so amazing.
That's pretty powerful.
Yeah.
It's really powerful because there's so many people in the world that would be like, my car got hit. My hand got sliced open.
No, it's so amazing.
Like it's amazing.
If I'm getting a life-threatening disease, like that's my storyline now. Like I have a life-threatening disease. And like I know it's, some people are going to be like, it's fucking disgusting. Like how can you like glorify this disease you have? But like it's like if I ever do get a disease, it'll be a part of my videos and it'll be a joke and it'll be just like another object in my videos to punch at and to play at.
I like it.
And that's how I always want it to be. I think that's all the time we have.
I think it's all the time we have. We don't have much time left on the tape. We felt like we didn't goof around enough. I think we got way too serious.
That was really serious.
Really serious. But that's good, though. We have some serious episodes. I think we got to switch. I guess we got to switch this room up.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, we apologize for the seriousness of that broadcast.
No, the people will love it.
Is it a broadcast or podcast?
This is a podcast. If it was all over different stations, it would be a broadcast. It would be cast broadly.
Well, thank you guys for listening. Make sure you tune in next week. I'm David Dobrik. You can find me on Twitter at David Dobrik. And that's it. That's all the time we have.
Bye. Hey, wait a minute. What about my plugs?
Bye. No, and that's Jason Nash. Find him.
Yeah, I'm on there. And I want to say thank you guys for listening to the podcast. And because really now, David is forced to work with me. So I appreciate that.
He's finally locked me down. It's like proposing to me. He's got me in the bag. All right, bye, guys.